Hi, welcome to Healthcare University. This is Susan. Another episode of, it seems like everyone's talking about the coronavirus. This is just crazy. I mean, please stay home if you can. I know, believe me, I know it's really hard to be at home day after day after day. Honestly, because it's like, okay, what are we gonna do now? So, here are some tips which I think might help you, as you're adjusting to this new policies that we all have to live by right now. One thing I think is really important is to set a schedule for your day. We're all kind of just at home. I know I've been like, okay, well, now what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to watch now on Netflix? Which isn't really good. It takes a lot of energy to keep thinking of what we're going to do. So if we have some structure to our day and something that we can plan on, I think it would be helpful. I mean, I know I'm trying to do that. Didn't really work today because I didn't get out of bed till like noon. I was like, well, so I get out of bed to go sit in the other room. It's like, well, what's the point? So that's not really something that's really good to do. So I know I've been more depressed lately. I'm sure a lot of you have. I made a schedule. So setting a schedule for when you're going to have breakfast and what you're going to do, when you're going to watch TV and how long, when you're going to do, maybe do homework with the kids or have exercise time outside, when you're going to have lunch. And so, it doesn't have to be really strict, but to have something on a schedule that's will help you kind of feel better. I mean, I don't have to think so much. So while you're used to a schedule, getting up and going somewhere, and if your business is closed, you don't have anywhere to go, right? It's kind of really hard to deal with that when you're not used to it. I'm used to it because I've been on disability, because I've been sick for a while, but for people who aren't used to that, it's kind of turns the world upside down. So I really recommend setting a schedule. Also do a variety of things. Don't just watch TV. I mean, it's good for distracting from what's going on, but it doesn't really engage your mind. So playing games. I bought some board games yesterday, so we'll give them a try. I haven't played them before, so I thought that would be something to try. You know, you're engaging with other people and you're engaging your mind, not just sitting there aimlessly watching TV. Puzzles and I've been playing a word game on my phone, so I do that every morning, and that's been really fun and helpful, I think. So those are some things that we can do to kind of keep engaged, and also remember to keep talking to your friends, Skype them, video chat. That's really important to keep connected with other people. It can be so isolating. I know it is for me. I really miss going and seeing my friends and having coffee or whatever. And so I set a time, you know, to chat with my friends. And so it's really important to keep doing that. I know there's a lot of online groups now and stuff. So maybe if that interests you. Also, it's a good time to kind of try new things. I don't know, I was thinking about maybe trying a new hobby, maybe learning to sew or doing something you know, I wanted to do and I haven't been able to do. And so if you have a bucket list, maybe make a bucket list of things you want to do. And if there's something that fits into trying something at home, you know, give it a shot. So why not? So I was thinking about some of those things. It's really frustrating, you know, because I want to get out. I want to, you know, be able to do things that, you know, I want to do. This is not quality time, you know, and so sometimes I get kind of depressed about that, but we all have to make the best of it and try and find something positive in your day. Maybe do some writing or journaling or drawing, or maybe buy some paint or something. I don't know. Just try something. It's frustrating. The dog parks are closed. I can't take Daisy to the dog park. So we've been going on a lot of walks, which is nice. That's been good, but still not the same. She needs to run around and play. So hopefully those are some things that might help. I know it's just really difficult because it feels like there isn't an end in sight. I mean, when are we going to get back to life here? You know, when people are struggling with money and how they're going to pay their rent next month. And it's a really scary time for everybody. So I think trying to do something about writing your feelings down or finding a group that you can talk with. I know they have like online counselors now. If you don't have one, you can. I've seen that somewhere. I don't know. I haven't used that, but that might be something to try. Please stay home. I don't know why people are not listening. Really? Even though you're not sick and you can go out and do things, you don't know what's at the store. I mean, you don't know who's touched the products that you pick out at the store. You don't know who's going to sneeze on you or, you know. So I don't want you to be scared, though. I just want you to be knowledgeable. Because I think with knowledge, we can reduce our fear. Don't be scared to go outside and take a walk or anything. I mean, I'm not scared. I go to the store and I have pretty high risk, underlying conditions. But I still want to get out and go to the store and get what I need. So I kind of wonder if I already had the virus when I was sick in early March. They said I had pneumonia, but I don't know if I did. And they wouldn't test me because I didn't have a fever. And so it's like, Jesus. If we would have done testing earlier, I think this would have been different. But no, we're only going to test people that travel outside the country, you know, which has proven not to be true at all. So it's frustrating that they're doing that. You know, they did that. And I think it cost some people their lives, and they didn't act soon enough, and so that's frustrating to me, and I'm sure a lot of people. So let's all hang in there and take us some deep breaths, and try and find something grateful about today, and find something, you know, to positive about today. I know it can be hard sometimes. So I know it is for me. So we're all kind of struggling, but there is going to be an end in sight that isn't going to last forever, even though it feels like it. So know that it's coming. So hang in there and we'll all, you know, get back to life sometime soon. So take care and wash your hands and don't go outside. Try and stay at home, please, or go outside for essential things. So, all right, have a great day. Thanks.